Carolyn Burden from WBAI. I have a few items, and I guess some of them need longer work in writing, but I'd like to make a few points. I think that much of what the board does, especially around WBAI, could have been accomplished if, in fact, the board had a committee on compliance or something of that sort to make sure that the resolutions that you passed in the past are simply implemented. There have been a great many resolutions passed with regard to the elections and WBAI, which have not been implemented. Last year, the board passed resolutions that there should be reports twice a year on evaluations and management and compliance. WBAI has never evaluated its manager, general manager, or its program director, and why not? The board has asked for those. The reports have not been forthcoming, and nothing has been done about that. The board, there's a standing resolution that there be a cleaning of the list in July of every election year. That was never done. And the books need to be audited. So I'd like to propose that the board ask for a forensic audit of the books at WBAI, as well as a forensic audit of the list. The membership list is in dreadful condition and really should be cleaned up with or without the national supervisor's interference or oversight. The board needs to know that the lists, in fact, are good. If everyone on the board picked one resolution that the board had passed in the last 12 months and saw to it that it was implemented, we'd all be ahead of the game, and there'd be a lot less to do, I'm sure. One of the problems with the WBAI board, I'm afraid, is that they've passed an awful lot of time vilifying one member of the board, trying to get him off of the board, and so many of Steve Brown's economic predictions have come true that instead of trying to get him off the board had spent time following his predictions. The fiscal meltdown that the PNB could have foreseen might have been avoided. I think that the PNB needs to look at how the local board, at least BAI, spends its time. The LSB at WBAI is in bad shape, and I think some attention from this board to it to make it do what it ought to do and not fool around with personal vendettas would really help everyone concerned, including the fiscal position of the foundation. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn.